I might punch you.
So might what? Or will or
there's
are.
A, there's a good level of intensity in that.
Yeah, that was like a very. I might punch you.
Joe, you just slide forward. Just, teensy bit.
Just make sure you're just a little.
I'm gonna. Let's get. There we go.
ASMR.
It'll be like ambient noise.
Ambient, like the drug.
Yeah, ambient the drug.
Hello, welcome to Sid Talk.
Sid Talk, everybody.
It's Sid Talk.
Kane. Yes, I did.
Not the wrestling, but an actual physical
Kane.
Game.
It's fine. Don't
so,
worry about it.
In the saga that is these stupid phone ads I get on my phone, So the whole original thing was that the phone ads are never accurate to the games, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a company that does these ads for a game called Heroescapes and Gardenscapes, and they look like these amazing puzzle games where,
yes.
like, you've seen them.
Yes.
You've seen them.
Yes.
And
I'll post a link.
You can look in the comments on the ad and see everybody saying how fake it is because the game doesn't even do that.
It's nothing like
that. No, it's nothing like that.
Didn't they get sued?
I hope so. And every time I see
would.
One of those ads, and this is your civil responsibility on Facebook, go in and report it and say it's misleading. Like, because it's fucking annoying. Fucking annoying. But there's a new fad. There's a new fad in front of a bunch of game ads. You might see this. You might see this
fads
soon.
And game ads.
Game fads.
The intro of the game ad has someone destroying their phone because the idea is that it's so addictive you have to destroy your phone to stop playing.
I hate that shit.
And that's the new paradigm for phone ads and phone games.
I don't feel like that's new. That's been
the last 6 months for me.
It's
really?
The latest iteration of the annoying phone ads.
Maybe they're just like doubling down. But I was noticing that shit when we were doing Clash of Clans. Like,
oh,
back when
I am.
That shit started getting. They're like, this is so addicting. You'll have to completely uninstall and get a new phone and move to another continent.
The ones I'm talking about, like, there's
off.
A picture of a guy taking
an angle
grinder grinder into his phone. Someone, like, taping their phone to a railroad track and having a train run over it.
Okay, so, like, those particular examples I haven't seen until.
That's what I mean, though. It's like they're, like, showing people
the story. Just, like, going just fucking whole ham on it.
Suffice to say, like, it's like the whole YouTube algorithm, like, video posting thing. I watch a bunch of people on YouTube for these games I play, but some of their videos are just so audacious that I've stopped, like, subscribing to these people because they're trying to hit the algorithm numbers and do all this stuff where it's like, brand new content, blah, 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 and you're like, it's their speculation on new content, not actual new content, but they have to do it so they can get the blah, blah, blahs and
right.
the human what's it's and
the algorithms.
Yeah.
The internet.
Suffice to say, I'm getting a little frustrated with how marketing is working on the internet.
It seems to be working. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is the worst part.
It is effective. It's stupid. I agree. It's stupid.
Do you want to talk about your fancy off?
Hi, Jason.
Off? Hi, buddy.
Let's just all stare at the recorder.
That's all,
Jason.
Know that. You know what happened here. So Jason started wearing.
Jason is one of our
and he's now one of our
listeners.
Most ardent listeners.
And it's you, Jason. You who
it's
listens.
It's always been you.
Well, I didn't hear what Kendrick just said, so I hope it was something very, very
dirty.
Sexual.
No, it's, he wore a jacket for, like, a week or two, and then someone, I think it was Ross, mentioned, like, oh, he's wearing
another
a jacket, he's going, he's, yeah, guy from London, he's gunning for your job, because he was wearing the jacket. Some comment about, no, I'm just trying to look nice or raise the class or something, and I got egged into it, which is really easy to do, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And
we're
so,
surprisingly easily manipulated.
There are certain things that I will just let it happen.
Let it go, let it go. Not wearing jackets anymore.
There you go. So on Tuesday, I wore a jacket and like a nice pants and a shirt, but he wasn't in. So I was like, fuck. So I did it again on Wednesday. And he noticed and was like, I gotta wear a waistcoat tomorrow. Little did he know I had planned to do that. So I had a waistcoat and a waistcoat, tie, jacket, and pocket square yesterday. He came in with this three-piece suit, which looked good.
Saw that. Yeah,
looked good. And then so he was like, oh, shit, where do we go from here? So all day was just speculating what the level of escalation in this arms race, I think was how it was described most accurately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A lot of people were talking about what was going to happen today, which is the day we're recording.
So I'm currently wearing my black suit, which is ill-fitting. I have lost a lot of girth since then. Just let me get away with girth in a
yeah,
sense.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
In his penis.
I've got a somewhat shiny maroon shirt on that's really not very visible because I've got all this other shit on. I have a gold on black paisley with bright accent colors in it waistcoat. I'm wearing a cravat as an ascot because I don't have an ascot.
Call that
I have
an ascravat.
I am an ascravat.
I like that.
And then I also have my hair tied back. A pocket watch, top hat, and a shiny black cane.
He's basically the seven layer dip of fancy.
Yeah.
But,
very shiny shoes.
I'm wearing the shiny shoes. And correct black socks. So
correct.
I am.
Yes. There's an incorrect black sock?
Yes.
If I wear my black athletic socks, that would be inappropriate. Or those ankle socks are typically frowned upon with pants of this nature.
The fence is too strong.
Indeed.
So I've been walking around like that all day, and I've been eliciting a number of interesting responses from people. Surprisingly positive.
More than when you gave Joe the...
No, because I only wore that for like an hour, like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't wear that all day.
It happened very briefly, and then it was gone.
And it was in the morning, so no one was here.
My team was very confused.
But that's common for them.
Well, that's very true. But I also didn't explain it.
Good.
So they just got to sit in their confusion for a little while.
Which is what they're used to. So I feel like that's fine.
They don't.
They're just, that's their lives. Yeah. Here's a picture of being confused yesterday. That's not you. Put that one in there. Jesus, I got to Google a bunch of shit for this one.
Find that one.
So yeah, that's why I'm dressed this way. But you can't see that because this is a podcast.
You should take a picture.
Take a picture. Someone take a picture, Kendrick.
I already have a picture.
Okay.
Unless you want to take a picture of me sitting here like a louse. I also have two little bits of hair. Hold on.
Take a fucking picture.
So one of the funny things you can do is just hold a phone up at somebody for like 10 minutes. Pretending to take a picture and never do it.
You're just texting them.
You just sit there. But yeah, so that'll get edited.
That's a good
name. Much to Amy's chagrin.
I have two flyaways that she desperately wants to bobby pin to my head. And I refuse to let her do this because I don't like the look of bobby pins.
Flyaways look dippier than bobby pins look.
No, don't.
Yeah.
But you don't know what you look like.
I know exactly what I look like.
I haven't tried it.
Didn't you learn anything from Arya and the House with No Faces? nobody knows exactly what they look like unless
they train.
House
with No Faces.
Okay, that was weird, but sure.
I don't know what that means, but I'm super interested.
I did not follow you. But
like
disregardless, Miss Lane.
Oh.
Fanciness notwithstanding of today like that, we may have unintentionally started either Fancy Friday or Formal Thursday. And I don't know which one's going to take, but I think we're going to find out. I was kind of hoping
started
that
it with
Spun, a couple guys over in, what's this team called again, the one right over here?
Hats and Scarves?
No, before Hats and Scarves.
Services?
Yeah, I guess, sure.
Okay.
Services, I think the services, Coca-Cola services. Were like
Kevin's team?
No.
I think he started on marketing.
Marketing?
Hats and Scarves, yeah. Okay.
No,
yeah.
It's not full on Hats and Scarves.
Who
sits in front of your boss? Like, what's that team?
That's services.
Okay, then yeah,
like,
services.
Yeah. The Coops and Joe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. I don't know their names. But you dress funny. People
I don't
want to
know your name.
Which is actually, so, and a couple of people in engineering, I was kind of hoping they spontaneously engineering would just erupt into full formal and we just roll around like, oh, shit, okay.
Cool.
Obviously that didn't happen.
Sounds
yet,
terrible.
But, yeah. But I did want to mark on something and get on a tangent because this is expiring.
Here, wait, we got to get the soapbox up here.
What I think is, no. I went somewhere in Python last night. That was fun. But anyway, the thing I wanted to mention is, when you dress differently, people will talk to you differently. And that sounds trivial and like obvious, but what I mean is three people that I've never spoken to have come up and talked to me and asked me why I was dressed this way.
They're like, are you sick?
In the last 2 days. Yeah, like, like it's an invitation to come speak to me.
So it's actually bad.
From that standpoint, yes. But what I'm talking about is the overarching, like, how you dress affects how people treat you.
I feel like that is not really the case. I mean, yes, okay, yes it does. But I don't always think it's for the better. Because, like, if you dress like this every day on purpose, I would probably not talk to you very much because I don't really, like, want to... it sets a different tone, right? Like you're somebody who is that kind of person that cares about XYZ, and you have to make assumptions, right? Everybody fits in a bucket somewhere.
So what you're saying is that how I dress affects how people treat me.
Yeah, that's what I just was agreeing.
So
with.
What you're saying is that I'm asking for it.
Oh shit. Wow. Yeah, you are.
Wow.
See what I did there?
I see.
I feel like you just made this podcast unlistenable.
Oh. Okay.
Like you just made it so we can't have a podcast anymore.
I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to directly say that this is the same thing. I'm just saying it's interesting to see which subsets of treating people differently by how they're dressed are socially acceptable and which are contested.
Well, so there's a difference between verbally treating someone some way, physically treating someone some way, how you, like, there's, I just think differences between, like, there's never a line where, like, I would never assume that I was going to beat you up because you dress that way. Like, I would never physically interact with you in a certain way because of how you dress. Personally.
I might touch you a little bit.
See, that's Joe's a part of the problem.
Yeah. I might punch you.
So might what? Or will or
there's
are.
There's a level of intensity in that.
Yeah, that was like a very. I might punch you.
Joe, can you just slide forward just a teensy bit?
Just make sure you're
just a little.
Kevin.
I'm gonna. There we go. Covering the lines.
Thank you.
Covering the lines.
I don't really like the way this conversation is going because, like, I feel like it's impossible to deny that people get treated differently when they
dress differently,
but I don't feel like that is justification for anything.
No, absolutely not. Definitely
okay.
not.
Okay. As long as we're clear on that.
More
like
it's a conversation starter.
It's an observation for me is like, speaking as someone who has been dressing increasingly slobbishly at work, where I'm down to just hoodies and t-shirts and jeans all day, every day, do you think that actually is going to impact my career?
Having dressed like that my entire career, no. But mostly probably because I don't know if I ever set a precedent for
dressing
nicely. I think,
as with most things, it kind of depends. I had my one-on-one yesterday, and that was actually a part of the subject of conversation, was not necessarily dress, but perception. How you are perceived in your company, in your position, and what you're doing is oftentimes actually more important to people who are in charge of you
100%.
Than the actual output.
Which is very unfortunate.
Yeah, no, it
but
sucks.
It's also but it's, on I mean, it's demonstrable truth.
I have to well, restarted the subject of conversation in my instance was that I have to start effectively reclarifying with my team where I'm at and what I'm doing so that they don't think that I'm just abandoning the queue. Like to
do
go.
Do you have any metrics to associate with what you're doing?
Yes.
But no one looks at them.
No, the people who are in charge do that, and those numbers are, in my opinion, fairly arbitrary because they're looking at one specific set of data, which is case time working, number of cases taken, how long those get worked, and how long it takes for those to close. Those are all the metrics that I'm being looked at. So if I'm away from the queue, if I'm not taking cases, and actively working on those cases, it does not appear that I'm doing anything.
To the layman.
Yeah. So we've come up with a small resolution on that, and like I have like a project case that I just keep open all month long where I dump like I'm doing tech writing work, I'm doing partial QA study, I'm doing
You've broken their system.
I've broken the shit and I'm going to go fix it.
No, I mean you broke your system with tracking by just creating a dump case right. and doing that.
And this was the advice given to me to
right.
do. So
because
it's like
you've gamed it. Effectively you gamed the system.
Right. But again, it's because it affects the perception of what's being done.
I just feel like it's not all one thing.
What do you mean?
Like, it's not all perception.
I would say it is all perception, but perception is multiple facets.
Well, I guess if you're saying I'm perceiving you or your metrics as positive, yes, you're right. Everything's perception always because we can always observe.
But it's people's perception of you affects how you progress.
Yeah, I'm not saying that everything is tied down to perception, but it's a large part.
What else besides perception affects progress or continuing?
There has to be an actual physical evidence of what you're doing. Are we still talking about the same thing?
Well, I mean, as far as advancement, maintaining a current position, all that stuff, what besides perception is there?
Well, I mean, like, I think you're just boiling everything down to perception, so we can't really discuss it anymore.
Well, no, but I mean, what else is there besides how you appear to the people?
Well, there isn't anything because of the way you're defining perception. Because,
well,
like,
then
a metric
perception
is perception. A output is a perception. How you dress is a perception. How you talk to people is a perception. Like, there's not any way to. Everything is a perception.
The physical is evidence of your work, the things that you've done. That
but
you
people
can
still
demonstrate.
Perceive,
are
if
you,
they don't see that or do see that, that's the perception.
Then use a different word, I think, is where I'm going.
I don't. You started this shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that that's perception, and then we're talking about actual. Now we're talking about perception via other metrics, which is essentially the same thing as everything.
I assume that you were saying perception is like how people, like, just see you as a human existing in the spot of work. Like, if you're at your computer, or like, if I'm like at my computer playing a game and working at the same time, like, that is a different perception than someone who's just in the front of their computer not playing a game, or that's only playing a game, you know?
So, again, like, personal example, I got in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Everybody else on my team always constantly has YouTube or Facebook or some shit open, but because I was seen doing it, and it correlated with a time where part of my metrics started going down, then that becomes
like
a
you got singled out.
Right.
There.
Right.
Why did you get singled out?
Because of the perception.
Because of the perception that I wasn't doing anything.
Oh, I thought you just said it was the metrics.
Well, because the metrics are the perception. That's what's being perceived.
That's what I'm saying.
As my work.
We can't,
it didn't matter that I was doing,
perception
like, I only had four cases, but I poured 40 hours into all of them. It's like, because those numbers don't quite make up, that's what they're focusing on. That's all basically they care about in this particular instance.
So, like, I guess what I'm seeing as perception is C-level walks into a room to look at everybody who's working on TCS, and they don't look at metrics, they're not looking at what you guys are actually doing on a computer, just the general feel of the room. Like, what is that? What would you call that part? Like, what do we use to describe just the ambiance of that's part of perception too? Like the,
well, because again, if you come into the room and you're seeing, you know, like your team may be working hard, but you see like three people who have
that guy's playing Galaga.
Yeah. See, like,
I mean, that's true. It's perception, but that's the overloaded term, right? So
I'm trying to come up with a different one. Like, what's
the
other term,
the general.
Because that's what I think of when I think of perception. Like, the perception is,
well,
is ignorant.
Let's use that as perception and use a different word for the other things then.
Like, okay, so, like, this was, the perception is ignorant of other things. Ignorance is not the right word. It's
perception, let's just say exclusive. Perception is an observation of a physical manifestation.
Sure.
Of
okay.
stuff.
Okay.
So you're not, it's not, let's exclude the idea of someone tabulating the data and doing, and looking at those things, because that is data-driven. Never mind the fact that the data's bullshit. That's still data-driven. So let's say, as far as the...
You can talk about that for a whole podcast. But,
the perception would be the naive glance, the gaze.
I'm okay with the term perception being all-inclusive, but I feel like I'd like to know what that part is, the gazing.
Well, that's what I mean. Call that perception. Okay. Use a different word for the other thing.
Well, I mean,
what do we use?
Or the other way around. I don't care either way. We just have to come up with a new term.
So you're saying the different thing has to be the data?
Side where you might have a more nuanced understanding of what's going on.
Like you're, I don't know.
There's like a surface perception versus a detailed perception.
Yeah, like an observation,
like visual,
versus a
visual
true
perception. Hmm? Like visual perception.
Yeah, like I guess maybe that one we're talking about is more of just a like base level observation. Like you're like, I know everything about this room, and you're like, no, you really don't.
Look
you
at
just,
this schmuck in these shorts.
You just looked. Bring it back
idiot.
To goddamn clothes, wow. Kevin. You've ruined it. So like that maybe is just your observation, and that can be combined with like actual output, meaning like what projects you've worked on, what designated like physical things you've produced. Like you've produced, you know, you've produced a new server or a new like Lambda stack. Blah blah blah.
Just because there's no visual to go with that. Kyle looked at me and was like, "You produced,
and yeah,
came up with
nothing." Well, I was gonna say like a case, but you've
Kendrick,
already gamed that.
And
so like,
was like
you
you've produced.
Well, no, this is actually a very good.
But
point.
I mean, like, but the problem is that you have a case that's all inclusive. So you produce one thing every month, and it's just the bar graph is just one.
Well,
in the bucket,
and this is very true. Oh, see, we don't have a good answer.
We don't.
What? For any of it.
You know,
no.
The answer is, I don't know.
But I feel like a good management team
that's
or
like an
management structure
answer.
Has to include more than just, like, I guess I see it from, like, the skeleton of management, right? At some point, like, if a high level comes in and looks at stuff, they're going to only look at the observation. They're going to be like, I think that guy does a good job. And you're like, why? He's like, because he's dressed well. And you're like,
I would posit that it's disturbingly much more simplistic than that.
How do you so?
I believe that it is very much so a popularity contest that is heavily weighted towards how you manifest, how you present yourself.
But how am I so successful then if I'm presenting myself like trash every day?
I don't know. Would you consider yourself successful?
I have a job and I have a home.
Well, that's true, but you're not moving up the ladder.
Well, I guess that's then the you kind get into a whole other advantage. Conversation yeah. about success.
Which we can easily spend way more.
I consider myself successful because I don't have to manage people.
True. I wonder if it's more that like the people that you're trying to advance to, you're dressing in a manner. Those guys, yeah. the C-levels, are in business attire. They're in
yeah.
suits,
dressed
ties.
To impress,
they're dressed
right?
to impress.
Yep.
So when you start stepping out of the area clothes. Where I'm in t-shirt, cargo pants, and boots,
no,
and
you,
you're in...
That's 100% true, though, because anytime I had to do those crazy demos, I wasn't about to wear shorts and hoodie.
Right. You
right?
dress up
so
and you put on socks.
You have to recognize
you put
that
on
because...
A nice shirt. You put on a
stupid...
Well, there's a whole thing that we're out of time now, but if we continue down this path about what advancement means, because at one point it's considered that everybody who's managing wants to be management.
Yeah, I hate
and
that.
And that's a fundamental flaw with
yeah,
the
agreed.
Corporate
yeah.
world.
I also feel like it's a fundamental flaw to judge people on their like physical perception.
No, I do that all the time. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, there we go, everybody.
Good.
Yep. Just judge people
judge
on their physical perceptions.
The
and
age-old question.
According right. to Kendrick, if you dress a certain way, you deserve it, I think is what he said.
To be judged.
Bye.
Like, comment, and subscribe if you really want to. Sorry. Okay.